The immigrant experience is meant to be a smooth one, full of promise. Ideally, people from developing countries come to America for better work, education, human rights, and overall a better future for their children. However, many immigrant stories turn out to be not as polished as that narrative. Immigrants often need to learn a new language, navigate a new system, face realities they never have before, find their way in a new adopted country. Their hopes are high, and sometimes they end up unmet. A new book documents those realities. Vietnamese-American author Andrew Lam wrote a book of short stories chronicling the good, the bad, the ugly, the kinky and the hilarious of the Vietnamese-American experience here in the Bay Area. It's called Birds of Paradise Lost. Andrew Lam came to KALW Studios, and I asked him to talk about his life and how he got started in writing.
I was born in Vietnam and came to the United States at the end of the Vietnam War in 1975, in May. And
how old were you?
I was 11. And, you know, I was lucky because I left not as a boat person, but the last two days before the Saigon fell. And so we flew out and went from sixth grade in Vietnam to seventh grade in the United States, in Colma, actually, not very far from here. And then went on with my American life. And for a period of years, I felt that I didn't want to be Vietnamese. I didn't want to connect to the trauma of my past. I wanted to be completely American. Didn't want to speak Vietnamese at all. And it took some years before I came back to my roots, to speaking the language again, to come to term.
Do you remember what that process was like? What made you come back? What made you want to come back?
Well, when I went to Berkeley, I fell deeply in love with someone who was Vietnamese. And then I lost this person at the end of my years at Berkeley. And when I started writing, I was a pre-med. I was a biochemist. Lambo was a good boy, you know, wanting to be a doctor so mama be proud. I took UC Extension courses while doing cancer research in the lab. And the words poured out of me. And I started talking about this lost love, you know, the major love of my life. Of course, I only had one love at that point in my life. But I wanted to address it. I wanted to talk about what it felt like to lose this person. And I came to a passage in which I say something along the line that to lose someone with whom you share a private culture, a set of languages, a set of routine, a certain intimacy. And when you lose this person, you become an exile because you become lost and you've lost a country. And when I came to that passage, I realized this was not the first time I had a broken heart. This is the second time. The first time was when that 11-year-old stood on the island of Guam in the refugee camp and the adults were listening to the BBC announcing the loss of Saigon and South Vietnam, the collapse of a whole country, and wondering what happened to his friends, his relatives, his dogs, his neighbors, his father, who, you know, hadn't come yet. And he has been traumatized, but he hadn't been able to talk about these things. And it was interesting that a personal heartbreak opened up the floodgate to the historical memory. And I kept writing and writing and writing. And one day I showed up in my extension class course at Berkeley. And the teacher said, "Andrew, you are not going to medical school. You are going to creative writing school. I send your stories to the MA program at SF State. And they say, just fill out the application and you're in." And I said, "Oh, my mother is going to kill me." And I actually filled out the form anyway.
Okay, so I asked you to pick a little piece to read. And here's the book.
Oh, dear.
Whichever little graph, paragraph you like. And then we're going to talk about it.
Sure. How about...
Except the parts about the dildos and all.
How about from...
Let's not do those.
Yes, I know. How about from show and tell?
Oh, yeah.
Which is
a what a
piece.
Mean little boy. Oh, I hate Billy.
So just a couple graphs.
Sure.
Yeah. Mr. K brought in the new kid near the end of the semester during what he called oral presentations, and everybody else called 7th grade show and tell. "This is Cao Lun Din," he said, "and he's from Vietnam." And immediately, mean old Billy said, "Cool." "What's so cool about that?" Kevin, who sat behind him, asked. And Billy said, "Idiot, don't you know anything? That's where my dad came back from with this big old scar on his chest and a bunch of grossed-out stories. And that's where they have helicopters and guns and VCs and all this crazy Billy would have gone on, but Mr. K said, "Be quiet, Billy."
Oh, wow. That's from the second story in the book. And do you draw from your own childhood? I know you kind of blocked from 11 years old until the UC Berkeley extension. Yeah. You were kind of blocking yourself out from the Vietnamese experience. Yeah. But
you know, it's really interesting. Just last week, I had a reunion with my junior high friends from, you know, a classroom that is very similar to the one I portrayed in Show and Tell. And my friends, I'm sure they will recognize the setting that I created in this book, in this story, because Mr. K is actually a real character. He was my teacher, and he's the one that oversees this sort of chaos called a bunch of naughty children.
He sounds like a passive teacher.
Yeah, but he steps in at the right times. And so, yes, I mean, I draw from that memory, you know, because the first 2 years in America was very impressionable. You know, Colma High School was not the easiest place to be, but it was also very diverse and fun, you know. And there were very kind friends that took me in, and we formed what my friend Michael Calder called the library gang, you know, a gang that hang out in the library and read the nerd kids.
Cool.
And so, yeah, I mean, so a lot of that comes from a buoyant memory of America, you know, when I first came.
Okay, so do you feel there were stories you didn't want to tell, or did you struggle with some? For example, the first one in the book, which is...
It's called Love Leather.
Love Leather.
Yeah.
Kind of racy.
Kind of.
So... did you struggle with some of the material?
I feel that if I'm going to tell the story of Vietnamese in San Francisco, I need to talk about sex and talk a lot about sex, because Vietnamese are very conservative people, traditionally anyway. But and so here they are descending into the city that's sort of like the center for, you know, hippies and dropout and orgies in the 60s, you know, love inns. And so you can see the traditional conflict between the newcomers who carry this conservatism and the Folsom Street Fair. So I thought it's a perfect situation to do, where you put a conservative family right in the middle of like whipping and, you know, leather daddies. And I thought, oh, this is going to be fun. And if people are willing to read the first short story, they're fine with the rest.